This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Fort in Palghar district of Maharashtra yesterday. Vadhavan Fort, located near Dhanu town in Palghar district, will be one of the India's largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for youths. Mr. Modi said that today the whole world is looking at the Vadhavan port, which will change the economic picture of this entire region. The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 218 fishery projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees aimed at bolstering the sector's infrastructure and productivity across the nation. Mr. Modi apologized to Chhatrapati Shivaji and all those who were hurt by the collapse of the legendary ruler's statue at Rajkot Fort. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the National Conference of District Judiciary today morning at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will unveil a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of establishment of the Supreme Court. The two-day conference organized by Supreme Court will feature five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. The Chief Justice, Union Minister for Law and Justice and Attorney General will also participate in the inaugural program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off three Vande Bharat trains today through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state of art, Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on three routes, Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagercoil. This new Vande Bharat train will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort while catering to three states, Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday urged the fintech sector to look at ethical AI and find ways to combat money laundering and financial crimes via ethical issue of AI. Addressing at the Global Fintech Fest 2024 in Mumbai yesterday, the Union Minister said that the fintech sector has made India proud. The Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal praised India's fintech sector's passion and innovation in accelerating financial inclusion in the country. Mr. Goyal also said that the evolution of fintech sector has helped revolutionize the country's financial world. He stated that it has taken financial services to last man at the bottom of the pyramid across the country in the every remote corner. Israel Army announced yesterday that it has forces had withdrawn from several parts of the city of Khan Yunis and Deir al-Balah in the Gaza Strip after they completed their mission. Israeli military spokesperson Avike Adri informed residents and displaced Palestinians that they could return to certain parts of Khan Yunis, noting that this area will from now on to be classified as a part of humanitarian zone. More than 40,600 people have been killed in the Israeli onslaught on Gaza, which began on October 7 last year, following surprise attack by Hamas on southern Israeli communities that killed about 1,200 people. In World Under-20 Athletic Championship, Aarti won bronze in women's 10,000 race walk at event in National Under-20 record time to open India's medal account at Lima in Peru yesterday. She clocked 44 minutes 39.39 seconds to finish third in the grueling event on the penultimate day of competition. India clinched four medals yesterday, including gold and silver and two bronze. Avani Lekra won the gold and Mona Agrawal got bronze in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. And that is the end of this bulletin.